Yes, exactly 8:30. Welcome to Sunday Breakfast with me, Donna. And religion and spirituality may be an underappreciated resource that physicians could explore more with their patients. That's according to a new study carried out by Harvard University. It looked at over 70,000 women over the age of 16 and found that those who attended church regularly were less likely to die during that time than those who never went to church. While even those who did go to church occasionally appeared to have a significantly better survival rate than those who never did so. And there were fewer deaths from heart disease and cancer in particular. Fascinating. Anyway, Dr. Alex Bunn is a GP who also works with the Christian Medical Fellowship, an organisation which supports Christian doctors and nurses, and is with us now. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for coming on to the programme. So first of all, what do you make of this report's findings?
Well, it's worth pointing out this is an unusually high quality study with a very large number of patients in a peer-reviewed journal. So it adds to our confidence of previous research of over 1,000 studies now showing a link between faith and health. And this the effect in this particular study was quite large, a 33% reduction in mortality over just 16 years.
That's incredible. Do you know the sample size, Alex, at all?
It was almost 75,000 women in that time, capturing 13,000 deaths.
Sure, 75,000, that is a lot, isn't it? As you say, it's a big sample size there. So, I mean, why do you think this could happen? Why have, you know, has the survey come out with these results?
Well, it's exactly the kind of question they were keen to ask. And the beauty of a really large study like this with a really rich data set, they were interviewing, they're all nurses, every 2 to 4 years and capturing all kinds of data about their health behaviours, their level of optimism, their level of activity, their weight, etc., etc. And they were able to then tease out whether it could be one of, I think, four factors that these studies look at. There's health behaviours, so risky behaviours such as smoking and alcohol. There's social relationships and interconnectivity with community. Then there is the mental outlook. And finally, there may be some effect directly on biology, such as stress hormones and immune function. And when they looked at that and tried to kind of tease out which are the most important factors, they thought that social support was probably accounting for about a quarter of the effect. Optimism and low depressive symptoms accounting for 20% of the effect. And some of it would be smoking. The rest will be hard to know exactly, but likely to be one of those four factors.
How fascinating. So, you know, among those, you talked about optimism. It looks as though if you have a positive outlook on life, that can increase your health life chances.
Yes, I think increasingly we're recognising that that the markers and factors that predict health are not just the obvious ones like blood pressure and cholesterol, which are easy to measure, but there's a massive study done in Finland, again, prospectively over several years, and showed that something like hopelessness predicts the risk of cancer and more so heart disease as much as traditional markers like cholesterol, giving a fourfold increase in death over that time.
That's incredible, isn't it? But you mentioned the difficulty of measuring these things. I mean, very, very difficult to measure the effect of spirituality, faith on health.
It is, and that's why these large studies with rich data sets are very expensive to run are so exciting. But if I can just quote, talked about mental outlook. I was reading a book by the ex-president of the Royal College of Psychiatrists, Andrew Sims, who was summarising the relationship between faith and mental health. And he was saying the majority of studies show a benefit to hope and optimism, higher self-esteem, greater social support, lower rates of depression and suicide, lower rates of alcohol and drug abuse, and greater marital stability. And he says for anything other than religion or spirituality, health providers would be doing their utmost to promote it. And I think in the past, we've kind of excluded these factors as being irrelevant.
Yes, interesting, because it must be quite hard for a doctor to begin to talk about faith, really. I mean, in many circumstances, it wouldn't be appropriate.
I think in many circumstances it wouldn't. But to quote the GMC guidelines, our governing body, they say we have a duty of care, actually, to be holistic and to assess a patient's conditions, taking account of, quote, psychological, spiritual, social and cultural factors, but always making sure that we don't exploit vulnerability or cause patients distress. It's always about working with patients and their concerns, recognising that even people who don't go to church are actually very spiritual. So there was a study in the BMJ that showed that 76% of people who don't go to church will have an important spiritual belief or practice, such as prayer. Many more people pray than we would give credit for.
Yes, and that is happening more and more as well, isn't it? People are sort of not so much going into church and a building as such, but they are becoming really quite spiritual, you know, outside of those buildings.
Yeah, I believe that increasingly there's less willingness to be affiliated formally to a religion, but spirituality still remains. So I think your question about whether we bring it up, it's all about seeing that it's relevant. So I can think of several cases where I've clearly worked with patients to see what would be relevant to them, and found that spirituality was indeed very relevant. So I can think of patients who, for instance, were struggling with depression, who really valued the support of their mosque, for instance, or a patient I saw with what looked like epilepsy, but actually he was undergoing a bereavement reaction and struggling with contemplating his own mortality, and he decided that he really wanted to see the chaplain rather than see a psychiatrist, and recognised this wasn't a physical problem, but really more of a kind of psychosocial emotional one.
Sure, fascinating. It really is. Sadly, we have to leave it there. But thank you so much for coming onto the programme. Thank you. Bye bye. Interesting, I thought it was. I hope you did as well. That was Dr. Alex Bunn, a GP who also works with the Christian Medical Fellowship, reflecting that survey carried out by Harvard University, looking at over 75,000 women over the age of 16, finding those who attended church regularly were less likely to die during that time than those who never went. But as Alex was saying, you know, it's all to do with spirituality. So not quite so much whether you actually go into a church building, but the connection between spirituality and health as well, and that positive outlook. So I'm thinking we need a really good uplifting piece of music now, don't we? So how about this?